ダイアローグ1イタリアの世界遺産を英語で発信
Venice and its lagoon. Here we are in Venice. This is the most romantic place in the world. Alfredo, while we're cruising along the Grand Canal, could you tell me about the city?
Sure. Venice is situated on 118 small islands in the marshy lagoon along the Adriatic Sea. Those islands are surrounded by 176 canals and connected by more than 400 bridges. That's why Venice has been called the City of Water or City of Bridges. It's been also known as the Queen of the Adriatic because from the 13th century through the 17th century, the Venetian Republic was the center of commerce, art, and maritime transport.
Intriguing. Oh, look! What a breathtaking view from here! Alfredo, what is that beautiful church at the entrance of the Grand Canal? It has gigantic snail-shaped volutes.
That's Santa Maria della Salute, the masterpiece of the Italian Baroque architect Baldassare Longhena. It was built in the hope of saving the city from a devastating plague that claimed nearly one-third of the population around 1630.
Plague? I remember some horrendous scenes from the famous movie Death in Venice.
Right. Now we're approaching St. Mark's Square, Piazza San Marco, one of the most spectacular public squares in the world. If you want to enjoy the full effect of the square, you should be here several times. In the early morning to have it all to yourself, in the afternoon to enjoy the vibrant square teeming with people, and at night for fantastic romance.
Wow, I'll definitely come back here with you at night, Alfredo. By the way, I want to try the enchanting gondola of my dreams this afternoon.
Oh, Aki, that's the most romantic way to savor the mysterious web of serene back canals. But mind you, gondoliers may rip you off, so you must haggle over the fare before you get on a gondola.
I'll keep that in mind.
Now, let's get off the Vaporetto here and go to St. Mark's Cathedral and the Doge's Palace, the two most imposing structures in Venice.
Sounds exciting!